Hey, what is going on, everyone? So unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties this week. Chip is not at home and is off on vacation for Christmas. And the internet's not the best where Chip is at, so we weren't able to record a full episode for this week. We did get one of the segments done talking about just our podcast this year in 2022, with this being the last episode of this year. We only able to get that segment done before we ran into technical difficulties with the internet Chip had available to him. So that's all we've got for you this week. We'll be back with another full episode next week, Tuesday at 7 a.m. Eastern, so stay tuned for that. But I hope you enjoy this little bit year in review of the Uncommon Energy Podcast in 2022. See y'all next week.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Uncommon Energy Podcast. On this week's episode, we'll take a look at our past year. This is the final episode of 2022, so we'll take a look at this past year, which was our first year of doing this podcast. We'll also take a look at some news from Pokemon that they are evaluating the world's qualification bar, which is going to be some great news to many players out there. We'll also, of course, have Guess That Flavor Text, everyone's favorite segment of the podcast. And then we'll also be talking about some new cards that were revealed this past week, mainly being Gardevoir EX, which seems pretty dang strong. My name is Chip Ritchie, and I'm joined here, as always, by my co-host, Azul GG. We got a little bit of a different setup going. We've got some, you know, holiday travels and all going on. It's Christmas week currently, but Azul, what's going on, man? How was your Christmas?
It was good. Good. Had a good time. Had a good Christmas. And yeah, a little bit more of a scuffed setup this time around. Chip will not be handling production, so not going to be any of the fancy scene changes for anyone who watches on YouTube and used to be able to see, you know, all the cards and stuff we talk about on the screen. That won't be happening this week. But it'll be
I'll teach him how to do it someday, guys. Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah.
It'll be all that fancy stuff. We'll be back next week. But yeah, hope you guys still enjoyed the episode as well. Chip, how was your week? How was your Christmas?
Christmas was good. Yeah, we actually, so, you know, this is our first Christmas with the baby being born. So it's our kid's first Christmas. And so normally in the past, Brooke and I travel to our hometown. We're both from the same hometown. So it actually makes it nice. Like, we get to visit with her family. We get to visit with my family. But this year we actually just decided to stay at home, just the three of us, and kind of enjoy our first Christmas as our little family, which was a lot of fun and really sweet. And, you know, got some presents for the kid, opened them up, got some new books, some new clothes and stuff like that. And yeah, had a really good time. And then now currently I am visiting my side of the family at my parents' beach house. That's why I'm kind of in this little bit of a scuffed setup. And then the few days before Christmas, we went, you know, to our hometown and spent most of that time with her parents. So we still got to spend time with both sides of the family. They got to see their grandbaby, so everyone's happy. But then we also got to kind of just enjoy it to ourselves, which was really nice and really sweet. So I enjoyed that a lot for sure. What about you, Azul? Do you guys do anything fun for Christmas?
Yeah, went down south, hung out with Lorelai's family for Christmas. Christmas.
Christmas.
For Christmas. Had a good time down there. We're only down there for a couple days. But yeah, got back up here, had to get back to work, get the podcast out, and then gonna be getting back to, you know, streaming and all that fun stuff this week as well. So yeah, getting back into the
swing of things.
Yeah, getting back to the swing of things pretty quickly, but it was a good time for sure.
Yeah, man, glad to hear it. Well, let's hop into our topics and chat about some Pokemon cards, and we'll start off by just taking a look back and reflect a little bit here as we are at the end of the year. This is our last episode of 2022. Let's look back at this past year of the Uncommon Energy Podcast. So this was our first year. We started up in March of 2022, so not a full year, but, you know, close. We got fired up early on in the year. And in that time, it's been a pretty great year, honestly, for the podcast. I think it has definitely exceeded my expectations, which I'm very pleased by. We're sitting at over 94,000 audio listens on the various audio platforms, being Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, all of those things. Shout outs to all of our audio listeners. We couldn't quite get to the 100,000 mark. That was kind of one thing. Once I saw the numbers, you know, as we entered December, I was like, okay, maybe we can make a push for 100K. Unless this episode really pops off, I don't think it's going to happen, though. So 94,000 listens, over 94,000 listens, and then over 230,000 views on the YouTube channel, meaning all in all, we're getting close to that 350,000 number of listens to the podcast this year, which is, I mean, Azul, I'm pretty pleased with that for the first year of this thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool for sure. closing in on some milestones. I have no idea what to, like, I don't know what is a good milestone for a podcast, but I mean, those are pretty cool numbers. So we're closing on that. We almost also got to almost, and we still could by the time the year ends. So if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel already, go ahead and subscribe because we're closing in on that 4K mark. We're only 140 subscribers away. I bet there's 140 people who are going to listen to this podcast and at least get to this part who are not subscribed. So you could do us a favor by the time the year is over, you know, click the subscribe button. That'd be pretty sick to get to 4K.
Yeah, a little Christmas present yeah. for me and Azul. Come on, guys. It's like simple enough, right?
Yeah, you can do it. I believe in you. Just a little. Is it red? I don't even know what it looks like, to be honest. I can't even visualize.
You're literally a YouTuber, man.
Yeah, what is it? It's a red box, right?
It's like a red button, and you want to turn it gray. That's like yeah. what I hear the YouTubers say. Like, turn that red box gray.
Wait, so. Do people actually say that? Is that like a thing?
It's a little cringy, but yeah.
Oh, I've never heard anyone say that. Is that a thing?
That I mostly actually... hear people say it like ironically, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, of course. I don't know, I guess.
Come on, guys, we can do it. Just if you see that red box, go ahead and push that button and turn it gray. Yeah, go team, right?
I guess I don't listen to any, or I don't watch any cringe YouTubers then. I guess I'm on. I've never heard that one before. But yeah, we hit some pretty cool milestones. And then also, we didn't have a ton of them on this year. And it's definitely something we don't plan on doing too often either. We did have a couple guests on as well. We had Andrew Mahone from Tricky Gym to talk about GLC. And I think that's someone we're going to try and get back on the cast, hopefully this next year as well, to kind of get like an update on where GLC is at kind of his thoughts on where it's headed. And then we also had Joe from Omnipoke to talk cubing. And there's definitely... We're definitely going to look to have some different guests on in the future. Like I said, it's not something we're going to try and do regularly, and we're not going to really overly plan to have that many guests on throughout the year, but we're definitely going to try and have some more on to talk about various things. So if there's anyone you guys want to have us have on the cast, or if there's a certain topic that you want us to talk about in the Pokemon TCG that you think would be cool to have someone else come on and talk about, let us know in the comment section down below who else you'd want to hear from besides us every single week.
Yeah, I mean, it's always the idea of the podcast has always been it's really just you and me kind of talking about Pokemon. And then there's been a couple times where there's been a topic that we've wanted to talk about, GLC and cubing, where we thought, okay, let's bring someone on and someone who's a little more knowledgeable about both of these topics and have them give us some of their insight. And those were honestly two of my favorite episodes, the one with Andrew Mahone and Joe Bernard. Those were two of my favorite episodes we did this past year. So I'd love to do some more of those. Definitely let us know who are some people you'd love to hear from. What maybe some other interesting topics are. Most of the time during the season and stuff, it feels like we are pretty steady with stuff to talk about because there's the meta yeah. that's always changing, new cards and stuff coming out. But I think, if I'm remembering right, I think both of those episodes happened in the kind of lull between NAIC and Worlds where there was yeah. no tournaments happening. So that's kind of the time frame for us to try to do something like that where there's not really tournaments going on, so we're looking for, you know, different topics around the world of Pokemon TCG to talk about. Maybe, I don't know, some other ones I've thought about before is like collecting, you know, maybe, you know, retro formats and stuff yeah. like that. Those are things that Azul and I are both kind of interested in. So maybe we could do episodes about those things in the future. But yeah, let us know. Give us some thoughts. What are some things you guys would be interested in hearing our perspectives on, and also who would be good people to bring on alongside us in the future? Maybe we'll do a couple more guest featuring episodes in 2023.
Yeah, definitely. And you had a couple other things listed out here. Actually, I don't know what these are. Do you know the...
Yeah,
you put
yeah,
these
yeah.
in the doc, but I have no clue, so go ahead.
I put these in here because I wanted to see if you could guess what they were.
Oh, you wanted me to guess.
So, yeah. So we've got two things to guess here. Maybe people listening along at home could think about what their memories would be of these episodes. So we've got... What is our most viewed episode on YouTube? So we did start the YouTube channel back in March. We've started it ever since episode one got posted. We've done it both audio and video form. So do you have any idea, Azul, what our most viewed episode is on the YouTube channel?
I mean, I think I know at some time or one time it was the episode where I won NAIC, the episode after I won NAIC. I think.
Wrong. That is the second most viewed, and it has always been the second most viewed.
It has always been.
Because the first most viewed was actually our second episode, which was after Salt Lake City, and I think the title of the episode is a player was disqualified from Salt Lake City regionals.
Okay, okay.
Honestly, right. some prime clickbait, I think.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It's what we were talking about, but it was also like really interesting, and people wanted to see what it was all about, right? So it's kind of like the perfect storm of getting people to watch it. And that was like such a big jump for us because, like I said, it was our second episode. That video, I think, has like 17,000 views right now on YouTube. It's our most viewed episode on the YouTube channel. This you mentioned the one after you on AIC, which is the second most viewed. I think it's sitting around like 10 or 11K, something like that. So still a very solid episode. You know, you won an AIC, but you can't win the podcast views contest. That's okay.
Unlucky. And then I think the one we had with Mahone was up there as well, I think.
It is up there, yes. Yeah, that is, I think, right behind your NAVC dub. So those were all some pretty good episodes. And, I mean, I think, I don't know, it's kind of interesting. Like, I don't really have specific memories of that second episode being, like, exceptional. I think it was just kind of a perfect storm of there is something really interesting, a big hot-button topic that occurred in the Pokemon community right after the first North American regionals back from COVID. So I think there was like just a lot of eyes. It was like just, you know, it all came together for that episode to do really well. And that was actually a big part of, I think, how our growth has gone through the year, where, you know, we had a big jump up there. Things kind of petered down a little bit, but we got a lot of new listeners, maybe from that specific episode. So maybe if you're someone who's listening, who started listening with episode 2 right after that happened, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
And then one more is what do you think is the most listened to episode? And I'll give you a hint. It is none of the three that we just mentioned. Not the Mahone episode, not the NAIC win, and not the player was disqualified from Salt Lake City regionals.
So that listened to would be like from like Spotify.
Yeah, on the audio platforms. Right,
it's different. Interesting. That actually is weird that it is different. It makes me think it's probably because it's actually so weird. How discoverable are podcasts on those platforms? They can't be too discoverable, right? Like
Azul learns how podcasts work 9 months into making one.
Like they can't be too discoverable, right? Like for people to actually find them, I would imagine they're not.
I mean, I think it kind of depends on what you're looking for, right? I mean, I think if you went onto Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever and just typed in Pokemon TCG, our podcast would be probably one of the first things to pop up.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, so I think it's like discoverability is based on more so people seeking it out, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe the algorithm feeds it to people based on, you know, if they listen to, like, I think our category on the podcasting platforms is like leisure or games or something like that. So maybe if we had an episode that did really well, I mean, who knows how all these algorithms work, right? That's kind of the big thing everyone's always trying to figure out. So maybe it feeds it to someone based on something they've listened to in the past. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no clue, to be honest, which one is the most listened to episode.
It's actually a recent episode, and it is the one after Tord won his fourth international championship. That was, I believe, what the title was, is Tord won his fourth international championships. And that one is sitting right at around 3,200 listens.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually interesting. I guess because there's less discoverability on the podcasting platforms, it would make sense that the ones that get listened to the most are the newest ones, because it's just like with natural growth of the podcast, right? Because there's
really
just no
kind
discoverability.
Of what I've seen. That's what we've kind of seen this year over, it's just like, it's kind of just a steady, like if you look at the numbers throughout the year, it's kind of like a steady growth upwards on the audio front. But then on the YouTube, it's a little more up and down, kind of just with whatever the topics go with. Maybe if we had a better thumbnail or a worse thumbnail, or, you know, there's so many more factors on YouTube, I feel like, compared to online.
Yeah, definitely.
And looking back at 2022, let's talk a little bit about some of our personal highlights from this past season. Obviously, Azul, you have a pretty big crowning accomplishment to remember when you think back to the year 2022.
Yeah. We took down NAIC. And I think besides that, like the goal I kind of set for myself at a certain point in the season was to feel like I put myself in a spot to top 8 every event that I've gone to. And I feel like I did that towards the, you know, Milwaukee on. And I feel like I set that, I don't know when I set that kind of goal for myself. I think it was like going into the next season after Worlds. I was like, I think that's possible to do, and I'm going to try and do that with how much time I can commit to the game. Let's see if I can do that. I think I've been able to get, I think I've been able to do that so far. I think I put myself in a spot to almost top 8 every major event I've been to so far. I've been on a lot of winning ins. I got a lot of top 16 so far since Milwaukee, a lot of top 16s. Everything, I have top 16, everything besides two events where I got top 32, but I still feel like I was in a spot to get top 8 at those events as well, which was Worlds and one of the more recent ones, Peoria. So I still feel like I was in a pretty good spot at both of those tournaments to get to push for a top 8 potentially. I think another thing, like looking back on the year for me, just in general, was like putting or getting a kind of a group of players back together to, you know, to have like that more serious testing group. I mean, I've been playing with Caleb for forever now. I can't even I don't even remember when we started playing, but that was a long time ago now. So I've been playing with Caleb for 2018 forever.
Sometime probably.
Yeah, 2018, 2017. So I've been playing with Caleb for forever now. And then, you know, there was a big break over COVID. And, you know, the old group that we used to play with didn't really play anymore. And then we came into this season kind of looking for more players to kind of work with. And I think we put together a pretty good group now. And I'm pretty content with where everything is going with that and how everything is feeling. So, yeah, that's definitely like a nice big step to have taken that step of like getting a group of players together who are kind of all on the same page and want to accomplish the same things in the game. So yeah, and that's been nice, and hopefully that continues going into the next year for my playing and all that.
Yeah, it's been really cool to see kind of the group's consistency, right? Where it feels
it's been
like
pretty good.
And that's like not even, and when you talk about like you yourself wanting to be able to be in a position to make top 8, I feel like that's also in proxy, like if one of your testing partners makes top 8, then you just had a good deck for the tournament, right? Because they made top 8 with it. Maybe your matchups just didn't go quite as well, or you know, maybe you missed a, you know, 50% draw that they would have hit, right? Something like that, like one of these like small things that can go wrong throughout the course of a tournament to cause you to miss but someone else to be in. I think like the biggest thing that you have control over besides just your in-game play is deck choice, and that's really to me what it feels like the biggest part of the testing group has become, is like ironing out the best 60 in your mind for the event. And if you're able to look back on the event and feel like, yeah, we got the perfect 60, someone made top 8, a couple people made top 8, top 4, whatever, or hopefully wins the event eventually, then yeah, you, even if, you know, one or two people in the group end up missing day 2 or, you know, getting top 64, something like that, like it's still a successful weekend for the group because someone else was able to find success, right?
Yeah, definitely for sure.
And then for me, my personal highlights, I think this past year, definitely traveling to a bunch of countries outside of the U.S. I've traveled to Frankfurt, Germany for EUIC to cast. I traveled to Sao Paulo, Brazil to cast the LAIC. And then I also went to Toronto, Canada, which like kind of counts for leaving the country, right? I think it's like the tamest way to say that, yeah, I went international when you're coming from the U.S. But yeah, so like outside of the U.S., 3 different countries for casting Pokemon tournaments, which is pretty sweet. Unfortunately, couldn't do Worlds. I did get asked, but I couldn't do Worlds because of the proximity to the birth of little baby Samuel. So just because of, you know, timing and all those things, wasn't able to make that one work. But yeah, maybe in 2023, I'll be able to say it was, you know, 3 countries or 4 countries or 5 countries, something like that. Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see where the the end of this season and then starting the next season takes us, hopefully. I've really enjoyed casting, though, a lot. I'm thankful for every opportunity to get to do it, and hopefully I get to keep going on those journeys. And then thinking back to like a highlight from this past year for me, like one of my favorite moments was definitely the Blissey V versus Duraludon VMAX regionals finals. Like just as far as like a casting memory, that was such a fun one. I think it was actually not even in the finals. It might have been in the top 8 or top 4 match where Connor Lavelle got the Blissey on the field with like 12 energies on it. It was just like we were trying to keep the board together because it was just extending out to the opponent's side of the field. Such a funny moment. It literally looked like a meme you would see on Twitter, and we were watching it live unfold before us at the highest level of the Pokemon TCG. stuff like that is so fun and cool to me. And then I got to cast NAIC Finals, which was amazing. Such a blast to get to do that. And getting to see you get the big win, of course, was great. That crazy sequence of events in game three where Isaiah took like, what was it, like three mulligans, right? Four mulligans, yeah. And then just could not find another basic. Like, I still think we need to go back and run the percentages on that, because it has to be like sub 1% that he only finds, like, because he used concealed cards too on turn, right? Like, he drew a lot of cards and did not see a VIP pass or a quick ball or another basic Pokemon. Like, the percentage chances of that is like minuscule.
It's pretty low, yeah. It's pretty funny.
But hey, we take those, right?
Yeah. Definitely take those for sure. Gotta take them when you can. Definitely.
So do you have any big hopes moving into 2023 as well? I mean, it's a little weird because, like, you know, the season for us is broken up into like halfway through each year pretty much. But, you know, the way the rest of the world works, everyone kind of bases things off of years and stuff like that. So maybe just even outside of like competing as a Pokemon player, you know, do you have any big hopes or goals or wishes for 2023 coming up?
I think just try and be more consistent with content. Like, that's always kind of been the thing that I always say, but that's still my goal, I think, overall, is just be a little bit more consistent with my content. The streaming, the YouTube videos, all that fun stuff is definitely something I want to be more consistent at while being able to, while still competing, of course. And that's like that's just hard to do all of it. There's just so much travel to try and compete at majority of the, or if not all the regionals, and then definitely going to like all the ICs is the plan. And I think I'm probably going to commit to probably like going to like every single regional, especially because like I don't plan on playing in like any cups or challenges next year, because I still want to try and get top 16, but it's going to be hard to do not playing in any cups or challenges. It's such a major time sink for such a small return. I feel like going to cups and challenges.
I'm saying it right now. There's no chance that you make it all the way to Worlds without participating in at least one League Cup.
Well, I might
challenge.
Go to just... one or two. I've already like talked to some
He's
people.
He's already folding.
Well, I've already talked to some people who are like, I might be like if I came out to California for a weekend, like some friends, like we like came on like, you know, a cup weekend or something with Tuple Cups, you know, go to cups or something like that.
You know? That's like totally different than what you just said 60 seconds ago.
Well, no, but that would be like to go like see someone, like meet up with someone specific and hang out and go to a League Cup. That's different. I'm not just gonna go to like. You know, there's a League Cup this weekend, and just go there, you know, by myself without like that intention of like meeting up with a friend specifically or anything like that. So it would have to be like,
I'm calling it now. Azul's gonna win like at least two League Cups. He's probably gonna go to like at least 12, something like that.
No shot. I'm not going to 12. The most I'll probably go to is like 4. Like if I went to like 4, that would be the most. Like, yeah. Like I have a friend down in.
You changed your mind so quickly from where we were 2 minutes ago.
Well,
I'm
going to zero cup. Like the intent would not be to like go to the cups. Like I have a friend in.
But you're still going. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but that's
about?
Like not the. That's so. It's so different. That's the. It's not.
It's I'm literally not. You said I'm not going to any cups or challenges, and then 2 minutes later said, "Yeah, I'll probably go to like 4." Okay.
Yeah, I might. Yeah, that's it. But that's it. I might go to. Like, I might end up like at a couple. Cups with
you. Oh my gosh.
But not for the okay. Not for like I'm not trying to like grind cups and challenges to get as many points as possible.
Sure. That's it. Understandable. It is it definitely can become a ridiculous grind if
it
you're
is,
really
yeah.
fighting for those like IC stipends and stuff like that, especially. It can be really, really grindy. For me, I mean, I definitely want to try to, I mean, I just got to play in a regionals a couple weeks ago. I really enjoyed that. I don't know that I'll play in another regionals this year. Even if I don't work one, I probably wouldn't go to play, just stay home and like take care of the kid and stuff like that. Spend time with family.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I mean, I'm not going to like commit to that. Definitely won't happen. It just kind of depends on what the.
Still with a ship?